Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging. You can also bookmark, at least in SoundCloud, you can bookmark the podcast, and that way you can always come back and pick up the most recent ones. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, coming to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back decades at this point. I had grandparents when I was in high school that had heart disease and diabetes, and I didn't want to travel down those two health challenges. So I've done many things over the years to make sure that I didn't have to worry about either of those two things too terribly much. And I came into the TR90 program about 14 years ago when they first started it, and I just absolutely adore it. You start out with one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. I found that it was still very effective. About 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals. So the life of a substitute teacher is I never know when I was going to be starting school and rushing out the door. So taking the supplements when I was running out the door or with my lunch because, well, there was some problem on the playground or in the cafeteria that I had to deal with before I got to my lunch. So with that being said, yes, you can take them with your meals. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, and the closer you can get them to their source, the better. They've got better nutrients in them. So those fruits and vegetables have macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your fibers, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals. And the last thing that fruits and vegetables have, fiber. Fiber is great for two things, one of which is for satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other thing that fiber helps with is good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving because 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week is the bottom baseline for the exercise. You can definitely do more than that, but don't do less. That's, you're setting up a continuing lifestyle here that you want to go have going forward and to be active and healthy and have an active brain. And if you're exercising heavily, well, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So you need to think about your hydration, and the baseline for figuring out what your hydration level should be is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, but if you're exercising heavily, you'll need to increase that to offset what you're losing while you're exercising. So there's some trade-offs there, but definitely staying well hydrated is a good thing. Many times dehydration starts to pretend like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. Drink a glass of water first, wait a few minutes and see if you're still really hungry or if it was because you were really thirsty and you needed to get water. And the last thing that I have found in all of my studies has been the 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That just sets your brain up for making good decisions the next 2 or 3 days, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues. It just does a wealth of really important things while you're sleeping. And so getting that good, adequate sleep is really, really important. So with that being said, I'm always looking for additional information to share with you that will help support your TR90 lifestyle. And today I'm sharing some of the frequently asked questions out of Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R, M-A-N-M-D. And many of the things that he espouses in this particular book actually fall in line or dovetail right into the TR90 program, and explains why we do some of what we actually do. So today is exercise essential for success in weight loss? And what type of exercise is best? Exercise is important, but if your ability to be active and exercise is limited, do not despair. My more aggressive menu plans will still enable you to lose weight, obviously. Those unable to exercise require a stricter diet. Some people have health conditions that preclude them from exercising much. However, you should still try to devise an exercise prescription to fit your capabilities. Almost everyone can do something, even if those who cannot walk can do arm exercises with light weights and use an arm cycle. Exercise will facilitate your weight loss, make you healthier. Vigorous exercise has a powerful effect on promoting longevity. If you have the will to adopt this plan and take good care of yourself, you will find the will to exercise. No time to exercise is not an excuse. If you have time to brush your teeth, take a shower, or go to the bathroom, you can make time to exercise. Take frequent 5-minute exercise breaks. Walk stairs or stand up, then sit down slowly in your chair 20 times. Even people with no time to exercise or join a health club can go up and down stairs in their home or place of work. Try doing as many flights as you can 2 to 3 times a day. Walking 20 or more flights a day is an effective way to achieve your goal. Most of my patients have a health club in their house. That is a stairway leading to the upstairs floor and one going down to the basement as well. I ask them to walk up and down the 2 flights 10 times in the morning before they shower and 10 times at night. It takes only 5 minutes, but it really works. I encourage my patients, and this is Dr. Pratt speaking, to join a real health club and use a variety of equipment to utilize many body parts for maximum results. The more muscle groups that are exercised, the more metabolically active players you have on your team to help you meet your goals. It is definitely helpful to have access to an assortment of exercise equipment, such as elliptical machines, treadmills, stair steppers, recumbent bikes, and numerous resistance machines. When you tire of one machine, you can move on to a new one. Are there other strategies for success in the weight loss arena? This is not a book on stress management, social support, or stimulus control. Entire books have been written on these subjects. Clearly, it is difficult to eat healthfully in our crazy world where it seems that everyone else is on a mission to commit suicide with food. That said, some of the following suggestions have proven helpful for people trying to lose weight. Social support, stimulus control, positive visualization and other relaxation techniques, self-monitoring, and you can get some additional support from Dr. Furman. So we'll start out with that. Social support. Include family, friends in your plan. Ask others to read this book, not with the purpose of recruiting them to this way of eating, but so that they will help you and understand why you are eating this way. If they are truly your friends, they will support you in your desire to improve your health and will try to have the right food choices available when you are around. Maybe they will even join you on your quest. It is extremely helpful to find at least one friend to join you or support you on your road back to superior health. Stimulus control. Implement strategies to prevent temptation and exposure to sedentary activities or social eating. The most important stimulus control technique is structuring your environment. This means removing temptation from your home and stocking your cupboards and refrigerator with the proper foods. Eat only at the kitchen table, not while watching TV. When you finish dinner, clean up, leave the kitchen area. Then brush and floss your teeth so that you are not tempted to return and snack again. Lay out your exercise clothes for the morning so that you are reminded to begin your day with your exercise program. When going out to social situations, eat first or bring your own food if you cannot arrange in advance to have food that meets your needs. Volunteer to bring food for the other guests too. Then you have something you can eat without distress. Try not to make food the center of your life. Keep active with interests that keep you from thinking about eating. The next item is positive visualization and other relaxation techniques. Progressive muscle relaxation and meditation are designed to reduce tension and provide a distraction for stressful events. For many, stress is a predictor of relapse and unhealthy eating. We need both exercise and sufficient rest and sleep to best deal with the stress in our lives. If you are not sleeping well, you can become overwhelmed more easily by stressful situations. An audio tape or a CD will guide you in meditation and can be very helpful in reducing stress and sleeping better. There's an app out there called C-A-L-M, Calm, and they have a website that has lots of really great suggestions on de-stressing. Self-monitoring. Accepting that this diet is a lifetime commitment, the individual most likely to succeed is the one who has changed both his habits and his mindset. Food diaries, weekly weigh-ins, physical activity logs, goal setting are all effective ways to stay on track. The primary purpose of self-monitoring is to become aware of behaviors and factors that either positively or negatively affect your food and activity choices. Research has consistently demonstrated that self-monitoring is a helpful tool that improves outcomes. I suggest you make a list of goals that losing weight will help you accomplish and post it somewhere in your home where you will see it. Add to it from time to time and check off accomplishments as you achieve them. Make the goals very specific to you, such as the following. I will be confident about my ability to resist disease. I will succeed at losing pounds and regaining excellent health. I will be able to fit into fashionable clothes, including my favorite blue dress or whatever specific item you are looking to get back into. My cholesterol will improve by at least 50 points. I will look good in a bathing suit at the pool this summer. I will have more energy and be able to enjoy bike trips with my children. My husband, wife, or significant other will find me more attractive. My job will be less tiring and I will perform better and make more money. I will save money on healthcare and be able to save for my retirement. I will have a better social life and be in a position to attract John and or Jane. My knees and back will stop hurting. I will gain the respect of my peers. My allergies, constipation, indigestion, headaches, and acne will all resolve. My fears about health crisis or death will subside. So those are all specific goals that you can actually write down and post them where you can see them. And you can actually write out your own that are specific for you. On Monday, I'll probably get into some of the additional support from Dr. Furman and some of the other things that are located in this book. This is Susan Mann for April 12th, 2024, signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments as soon as I get us off mute. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. And if you would rather text me, you can send a text to 503-502-4863, and I would be delighted to chat with you via text and welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. So there we have it, my friends, why it's really important to regain that health and really work on this as a positive lifestyle change for the TR90 program. And I'm going to suggest that you go out and make it a great weekend. Get some extra exercise. Do it outside if at all possible, because fresh air actually does things to your body that are positive, as long as the air is not polluted. So do keep that in mind. Look forward to having you back on Monday.